What's up, everybody? I'm Andrew, and to my righteous right...
Righteous!
...is Asa Green River.
That's me, baby.
This is Borderline Entertainment's weekly game chat.
Hoot hoot!
Hoot hoot, everybody.
Hoot hoot all your friends.
Yeah, tell your friends, tell your mothers, your children.
How do you drink out of this thing?
You just put your mouth on it and you just sip.
This is not my mug, it's his.
It's not mine, it's my wife's.
I can't get my mouth on it. Well, not the first time I said that. This is our game chat, if you didn't know that already. Where we bring you the latest gaming news in our lives.
Well, yeah, exactly. Not news, because we're not journalists or anything like that.
Well, it's just news to these people, because they don't know how I feel.
Yeah, the news, it's more like op-ed, where we talk about our opinions and our like how we feel.
You know what? In my college days... those were the papers that I got graded the best.
Oh.
Were my op-eds.
Yeah.
I did great at those.
Yeah. Probably because you pull stuff out of your butt all the time.
Oh, I do. Whoop! Right out, you know? Ah! A little scream. Hey, what are we talking about
this,
today?
I feel like this week we're talking about something that has to do with
flip through
virtual
my notes,
reality,
just
augmented reality.
Like my life.
What is like your life?
Augmented reality.
Oh, where it's not totally...
I'm not normal.
Oh, well, I already knew that.
Augmented. But that's not the kind of augmented you're talking
about.
No,
I'm talking about, like, Pokemon Go, like, that craze that I have refused to get in.
Not me. Mystic! Team Mystic all the way.
I heard that's, like, one of the lamest teams. Oh, no, it's the yellow one.
It's Instinct.
Instinct, I heard.
Hey, if you're Team Instinct, you're lame. If you're Valor, watch your back.
I don't really know what any of that means, but augmented reality is where you look through your phone and it distorts what's there for the purpose of gaming.
Can we just time out real quick?
Yeah, we can do that.
I licked my lips trying to be intimidating.
But instead you were sexual.
It was very sexual.
If you're Valor, watch your back.
Team Valor people, I don't want you.
Hey, Team Valor.
I just want you to feel ready for the bite.
I'm going to come at you hard.
Did we mention we're Borderline Entertainment people?
We did.
We are just barely winning your affections one flop at a time. So I don't know what you're expecting,
maybe not even doing that, really, but...
we're just barely getting there. Just barely getting there, you know? So let's talk about some VR and some AR.
Bringing it back. AR, we'll jump in right there because that's what's most popular right now.
Yeah.
You look through your phone and you see the world, but through like a video game, basically. You know,
yeah,
you see, you see like, oh, look, there's this tree and holy crap, there's a thing up in there that I can catch or whatever.
And this isn't, Pokemon Go did not create this.
No.
Yeah, it's not a new thing. So if you were thinking Pokemon Go was some kind of hugely innovative app that has never been done before, you're dumb.
I wouldn't go that far, but...
I would.
Okay. So where did it start? Do you know?
I really don't know.
Okay.
I just know years before I played this zombie game where you would drive and there'd be zombies and you got to get away. You don't fight them. You just try not to die.
Oh, okay.
So it's happened before.
So this
not
isn't
dying,
anything
this.
Super new. It's been around.
Right. It's just cool because it's Pokemon.
Oh, okay.
And the flavor that they add to it with the whole teams and going after Pokemon and collecting them. Mm-hmm. And then with the... raids that are coming, if they're not already out, I haven't been paying attention that much. But there's going to be raids, you know, and that's a really cool thing that I haven't seen. It is adding something cool, and I think it is a good pioneer for augmented reality in fact that it's wildly successful.
Yeah.
The other ones were there, but they were just kind of there.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is wildly successful. Like, there are so many news outlets that are talking about
it. Car accidents.
Yeah, there are injuries.
I got a good one. Keep
accidents.
Going.
I was just saying, like, it's crazy, like, that something like this that has been so off the radar
mm-hmm.
now is getting such a wide coverage on, like, I heard it on NPR the other day.
Yeah.
And they never talk about, you know, popular things.
Guess what I got here?
What do you have?
From my ESPN app, a story about Pokemon Go. CFB, I'm not going to ask you what that means. He doesn't know sports.
I don't know anything about sports.
Iowa DL. Not going to ask him about that either. Faith. I am so sorry, Faith. Ekaite? I want to say Ekaite, but that's not right.
Legal. This just
legal, can we say that?
Legal says we can say that.
Ekaite? Ekite.
Close pronunciation.
Yeah, you know who, if you know sports and you know this person from Iowa, you know who this is. Anyway, they wrote he feared for his life when he was stopped by Iowa City police while playing Pokemon Go. That's how big this is, that ESPN is telling me. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Those two worlds don't really mix, mm-hmm. sports and nerds.
Right.
I mean, this guy, living proof.
Obviously. I'm on one side, and it's not the sports one.
And it is barely nerd.
So more like in a twilight zone of nothing.
Yeah. So. Man.
Depressing.
I kind of feel like we went into the twilight zone. Because I'm sad. And I started off laughing, I thought. So,
I know.
Whatever. I think the potential for AR is pretty sweet because of things like HoloLens. I know Microsoft kind of had some demos a couple E3s ago, I believe, with their HoloLens, which is kind of an augmented reality. I know when you get your 3DS, which I don't know if they did away with that with the new 3DS because I haven't hopped on that bandwagon, which, not a bandwagon, good purchase. But I know when you would get your 3DS, you got these AR cards, which you would lay down, mm. and then kind of, you'd move your 3DS around,
oh,
and characters would pop
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, it's got other applications besides just phones. So I think AR is kind of a good option for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
VR is a little bit more exclusive.
Right.
That's
right.
The rich kids club.
Right. Before we move on to VR, I just want to say one more thing about AR.
Yeah.
Whereas that, where you talked about, it seems like, like, it's accessible to everybody.
Yeah.
Or to more venues besides just your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me think of, like, Google Glass. Do you remember that? Where, like, for a time...
Yeah, I saw, like, some people looking dumb with it.
Right. But it makes me think of something like that, where will people just eventually be walking around with... Like, will that regain popularity? Or people just be walking around with something that creates an augmented reality? Or
yeah.
is that just,
yeah.
like, a short story that's waiting to be written?
Yeah.
What?
There's just a lot of crimes waiting to happen in the sexual world. I mean, think about it. If this comes back and people are wearing this stuff and they're not paying attention, there's going to be a lot of groping. You know, a lot of butt coupling and...
Well, I still think you'd be able to feel it.
Yeah, you'll feel it, but you'll be in your own world and you're like, whoa, man, I can't believe Charizard just whipped me. You know?
I think I feel a Weedle.
Just... poking me right in my tush. So moving on to VR, which again is the rich kids host club.
Right.
You know, trying to swoon people as they're walking in the doors with their nice blazers and their cool specs. You know, that I think has a future for some people.
Right.
But right now, I don't think it's going to.
Mm-hmm.
PlayStation is absolutely the best avenue for that. Because everyone's got a PS4,
right.
for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody can get PlayStation VR. Rift and Oculus, you have to have like the best PC
the best
in the world.
PC, yeah.
And no family and no love life. So if you want to have those, it's a very niche. Man, we talked about this before.
Is it niche or niche? It's very definitely niche.
Niche. It's a very niche market, you know? So I think VR is great.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the experiences that it offers,
mm-hmm.
I mean, aside from that Final Fantasy 15 VR experience, totally stupid. But you know, the, what was that one scary game?
Alien Isolation.
Yeah, Alien Isolation was great for VR. I don't know why I couldn't remember Alien, because that was very clearly a necromorph coming after me.
That's okay. I've talked to you about this before, but I feel like VR would be great because you're right. For people to have it, to own it themselves, like they need either a PS4, PS4K, PS4 Neo or whatever.
Neo, K, Scorpio.
Or they need the best gaming PC to be able to run the thing.
Trinity.
But the only thing, well, the thing I think would be great is if, like, we saw a resurgence in arcades where arcade places had VR headsets where people could go and experience it, and, like, you know, they pay money to experience it for a while, just like you would an arcade, but it wouldn't be something they own personally, but yet still a much wider market of people could actually experience it.
I totally agree. That's really what I got.
Maybe we should do that.
I think we should. The only thing is, though, I don't like germs.
Mm.
So kind of like
you just clean it, just spray it.
Exactly. You ever been to a gym?
Yeah.
Work out at a gym.
All the time.
I do it sometimes. Don't judge me. So when I go there and you use the machines, you got to spray it every time and wipe it down. I'm not going to lie. I don't always spray it down.
I don't either.
So if you are watching this.
People who are working there.
And you work out in the gym that I do, don't work out after me.
I barely sweat, so it doesn't matter.
I sweat a lot. What if people don't wipe it down? They're getting lice.
I don't think that's how you get that.
Okay. That's, you got a point.
So, where are we going with VR?
Where it's going right now, like, we're not telling you anything you haven't heard before.
Right.
Or that thousands of other people haven't already talked about and hashed out. So, it's really going where everyone is thinking it's going to go.
Right. It's going to come out.
Just there.
Right.
And really, it's just, we're going to see if it's going to sink or if it's going to swim.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm pretty sure with, you know, Rift and Vive, it's a lot of people just trying to figure out how to make stuff for it that isn't just a giant tech demo.
Right.
Because a lot of games just seem like great tech demos.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, budget cuts is cool,
mm-hmm.
but not every game can be budget cuts. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, and then we look at games like No Man's Sky, which look clearly like they're perfect for VR. And there's a lot of games that could possibly work for VR, but mm-hmm. it's, who freaking knows? I mean, this is kind of like back when motion controls were perfected by the Wii,
mm-hmm.
and then Kinect and PlayStation Move just kind of existed.
Right.
So we're just going to have to wait and see.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling hopeful because I have yet to experience it, and I think beyond video games, it could have a wide range of experiences.
Oh, yeah.
Like for people who are, you know, bedridden, but still like want to be able to go out and experience the world.
Willy Wonka. Right? Then they have four grandparents stuck in a bed?
Yeah, but...
Can you imagine
this
that
has nothing
situation?
To do with that.
In real life, that would suck. That's a lot of pee.
A lot of what? Like bedpans? Or like a...
The bedpans are just overflowing.
Okay. Coming back to what I was saying, which was actually heartfelt and, you
I'm
know,
so
and hopeful,
yep.
is people who... are otherwise, like, I'm thinking, like, terminally ill people who are sick, who can't leave the hospital yet.
Yes.
They have a chance to be able to experience the world in a way that you couldn't otherwise.
Right. Let me just say, I agree. I really do agree. I think that you are completely right. I think for those who can't get out of the house, this is a great method for them to experience life. You know, I imagine someone who was a big traveler and got in some kind of accident, and now they're paralyzed, and they can't travel anymore. So this is perfect for that. I just got hung up on that first image of Charlie's grandparents. I messed up. I said Willy Wonka's, and that was wrong.
I wasn't going to say anything because I wanted to watch you fail.
Wow. See, I brought it back to the heartfelt, and you tore me down. What do you think about VR and AR? Do you like it? Do you use it all the time? Are you one of those people that still play Face Raiders on 3DS? Get a life. That game is boring. Mm. But anyway, let us know in the comments below. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. That helps us. That helps you because then we can keep doing this for you. Also, let us tell you really quick what we're playing this weekend.
Mm. Yeah.
What are you playing really quick?
Really quick, I'm playing Paper Mario Thousand Year Door on GameCube. I dug it out of my grandparents' closet and stole it. Well, I asked if I could have it, and they said I could.
You really don't want to play that new one.
I do, but I just don't have a way to play it.
Oh, that's true. You don't.
I don't have a 3DS. I don't.
Don't come over to my house.
Sorry. Maybe my sister will get it, and I'll steal her 3DS.
It's also on Wii U, so.
Again, my parents have a Wii U, but I don't.
Yep. Well, that sucks for you.
So what are you playing?
So what I'm playing, I'm going to give you the list of what's coming out this week. And then I'm going to tell you what I'm playing. So this week, we've got Dragon Quest Builders coming out for PS4 and Vita. Vita, sorry. I love you, Vita. Didn't mean to mess up your name. I'm not playing that.
Vita.
Rise of the Tomb Raider for those PlayStation people who missed out beforehand. It's really good. Sorry, PlayStation people. WWE 2K17. What?
That's me. I'm a PlayStation person.
Oh, yeah. So
I haven't played it yet.
It's really good.
Oh, thanks.
Yep.
Thanks for telling me.
WWE 2K17. Every year, I like to play that with some buddies. And we play it when it comes out, and then we never touch it again. Then we've got Moto Racer 4, which is coming out for Xbox One, PS4, PC, and Mac. You've got a Mac.
Got a Mac.
You finally have something to play on that thing. Then you've got PlayStation VR is coming out the 13th. Bunch of games for that. Go look them up. I mean, we're talking about VR. Just go figure it out. But then now to what I'm going to be playing, which is coming out today, Gears of War 4. That one looks so good. I'm so excited.
Yeah,
I played the beta. Good. I'm pumped. Let us know what you're playing if you really want to. If not, then fine.
Or comment about VR, AR.
Yeah, do that too.
Or make fun of us.
PlayStation VR is coming out this week. Let us know what you think if you got it, because I don't think either of us are getting it on launch. So
no.
Go ahead and tell us how we're missing out or not. I'm Asa. This is Andrew. And we're out. This was like Can't See Me, John Cena. Wait, it's like is that trademarked? That legal? Is this trademarked?
Legal. Can we do this?
We can probably do this, but we probably can't do that.
Legal says we don't know.
Okay. We're doing this.
We're doing this.
So I don't... John Cena... You're awesome, so I'm doing this. I'm not taking your thing.
Maybe you could guest star?
Probably. I don't have that kind of money.
Photoshop.